From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up in our economic segment, we'll break down the NAACP's books to see why they're in trouble. And we've got the women of hip-hop, including MC Lyte and Moni Love. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in Sudan, where the conflict in Darfur continues. Today, the Baltimore Sun ran a story saying we are more buddy-buddy with the Sudanese government than you might think. President Bush has issued new sanctions against Sudan, but the Sun says the CIA is still working with Sudanese intelligence officials. Why? Well, to penetrate insurgent groups in Iraq. Sudan is a predominantly Sunni Arab country. Many foreign fighters heading to Iraq pass through Sudan. That makes intelligence gathering far easier for them than for us. That is also why the State Department recently called Sudan, quote, a strong partner in the war on terror. But it makes for an awkward conflict of interest, too, as the Sun points out. If Sudan feeds our intelligence needs, will the U.S. not argue as forcefully that their government change its policy in Darfur? That's a tough question that only history will answer. Our next headline hits a little closer to home, Montpelier Station, Virginia, that is, home of one of America's founding fathers, James Madison. According to today's Washington Post, there was an unusual reunion at Madison's estate this weekend. The Montpelier Slave Descendants Reunion gathered descendants of those thought to hail from the more than 100 slaves owned by Madison. But one woman, Betty Kearse, a 64-year-old pediatrician, believes she's not just descended from one of Madison's slaves. She says that she is descended from Madison himself. And this weekend, she offered up her DNA to prove it. A link can't be confirmed, though, without a swab from a known male descendant of Madison's. The founding father had no children with his wife, Dolly, but Kearse believed he fathered a child out of wedlock with a slave cook named Doreen. Kearse recently found a descendant of one of Madison's brothers. She hopes he's willing to offer up a DNA swab and perhaps open a new page in American history.